Well, Bill Jackson went to Fort Dud to join the Uptown Poker Club, and he cursed the day he ever told anybody he'd join. 'Cause his money used to go like it had wings. When he had queens, somebody else had kings, and every night he'd just sit there donating all his coin. He'd say, "Boys, now I'm gonna play it right tonight. I'm gonna watch them cards and I'm gonna play them tight. And then when I come in there, son, my hand's gonna be a peach." Well, he played them tight, but after a while he done lost himself a considerable pile. So he got mad, he stood up and he made this little speech. "Now, boys, you see this razor? Well, I had it sharp just today. Now, I'm coming in here with my rules that everybody gonna follow when they play. Now, you, Clyde, you keep your hands on top of the table when you're dealing, please. Quit taking them little wild cards and sticking them down there between your knees. And Jesse, quit making all them funny signs like you trying to tip off your hand. You better talk to me in American, son, American, so I can understand. And Leroy, quit taking them off at the bottom. Oh, that's rough. Just take five off the top, then stop. That's enough. And pass me them cards, son. Let me cut on them things every time before you deal. I like to handle them things, boy. I like to see. 'Cause I got news for you, lad. You ain't playing this game according to that fella Harley. No. Tonight you playing this game according to me." Well, now sitting around the table in that game, it just happened to be this old one-eyed man. And Bill kept watching him out the corner of his eye. This old one-eyed cat, he'd been dealing kind of funny. He done took a whole bunch of Big Bill's money. So Bill rose up and he looked around the room, and with a sigh he said, said it's awful shame, but said there's somebody cheating in this here game. Said, "Of course it ain't gonna do for me to stand up here and mention the guy. So I'll refrain from calling that party's name, but you let me catch him cheating us once again, and I'm gonna take my fifth and I'm gonna close that other eye. Now, you see this razor? Well, I had it sharp just today. Now I'm coming in here with my rules that everybody must follow when they play. Now, Clyde, you keep them bony hands up here on top of the table when you deal it, please. Don't go taking them little wildies and sticking them off down there between your knees. And Jesse, cut out making all them monkey signs you still trying to tip off your hand. You better talk to me in America, big AA, so I can understand. And Leroy, quit taking them off the bottom of the deck, son. I tell you, that's rough. This is an army game, son. Take five and haul. That's enough. And pass me them pasteboards over here. Let me cut them things every time before you deal. 'Cause I like to delve in there, son. I got to see. But I got news for you, boys. You ain't playing this game according to that fella Harley. Tonight, you playing this game according to me. Now then, seeing as how you all know that I didn't ride in here on a head of cabbage, Henry, if you'll break out another deck of them bicycles, me and the boys will get on with the business. But keep your eye on that fella wearing the patch. He holds them cards kind of funny. If he ain't careful, somebody around his table liable to jack his jaw. Son, I feel like my luck just changed.